you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And one of our favorite guests is back on the air with us, lifestyle expert and etiquette coach, Akilah Easter. Hello, woman.
Hi, guys.
Nice to see you, Akilah. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
We were talking off the air. The first thing you said in your bubbly way, which is why we love having you here, you're like, have you ever had any bad family vacations?
Ugh. Sit back.
And this is the time of the year when people want to have these grandiose ideas of, hey, guys, you want to go on a trip together?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're inviting. Traveling brings out different things in people, right?
Uh-huh. Go ahead and say the worst.
Right, okay, I can't. Oh, yeah, the worst. Okay, there we go. Yeah. There we go.
It's stressful.
Yes, it is very stressful. And then you decide to add another family who you don't know their behavior behind closed doors.
Right.
So that's a whole new thing that people are starting. I'm like, you have to be mentally prepared. You have to get prepared. You have to discuss. You can't just say, let's meet at the airport at this date and this time. You have to have a game plan.
Right.
Yes.
So is there a test? Is there a question, a sample question or two that you should
I don't
throw
have
out?
That miracle question.
No?
I do our answer. But I think you should have the expectations established before you travel.
Yeah.
I know some people who may want to do every single thing together. You're like, no, we have these plans as well. So we're going to probably do this as a family.
Uh-huh.
So having those established so people don't get offended when you get there and be like, oh, you guys made other plans.
Right.
Being aware of kids, because I think that's what does it when kids travel, right? And then you have another family with kids. They're going to be a little combative because you guys are going to be together for an extended period.
Yeah.
So that's a major thing. You have to talk to your kids of who's the authority figure, who you have to listen to, understanding that another family, so we have to be conscientious of what the activities that they want to do. It may not be everything you want to do.
Right.
So establishing that before you go.
Yeah.
Bill, have you traveled with another family?
When I was a kid, we did almost all the time, but as an adult, I learned from that mistake that it's best to just travel with those you love.
Yes.
Right?
We've never done it, and I noticed you said it's kind of a newer trend. I know, like, for spring break, sometimes in the neighborhood, there were, like, four or five families that met up and stayed at the same place.
Yeah.
One of our vacations took the kids to Disney for the first time. My sister is really a Disney fan, so she, like, had this rigid schedule that you couldn't deviate from. But she's trying to fit everything in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
My youngest Dylan was on the wrong ADHD meds and slept on the bench for 2 hours in the middle of Disney. And we also arrived and Dylan kept scratching his head and went to Mickey's medical kiosk and it turned out he had lice.
Oh.
So we had to get the stuff that they delivered to the hotel. I was horrified and the lady in Mickey's medical castle said, no, this happens all the time.
I'm sure. That's how they were so prepared.
So we call that vacation Disney on lice. It was not a good one.
And like you, I think when we said off air, when those different things happen, those are the memories that you have, right? Associated with it. So remember
we'll never forget it.
Right. Never. And your son will never be able to live that down.
No,
either.
I know.
But yeah, this is the new trend. People like to rent, you know, large houses out. So you want to accommodate. If it's a 4-bedroom house, you're probably not just going to have one family there.
Right.
So you're trying to split the cost, travel on a budget. So there's a lot of new trends that are coming with that.
Mm-hmm. You know, you always hear that phrase, fun for the whole family, when you're vacationing places. Nothing's fun for the whole family.
No.
Is it?
No. Not the person who planned it, probably. And if they have a rigid schedule, they probably hate when you deviate from that, right?
So
we're 5 minutes over. We need to move on to the next thing, right? So the person who plans it oftentimes, they're not enjoying the fun. They're the task keeper. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What if the families don't get along? Because a lot of times families will just say, hey, we're going with this family somewhere, but I don't like that kid. Well, too bad. I like the parents.
And I do not understand that.
Yeah.
You're going to force your kids to endure things because you guys want to go. That's when I would have a talk with both sides of the family and kind of say that what I said at the beginning, we need to have these rules. And I would schedule private things with my kid to make sure that they're not forced to be with that other child all the time.
Would you recommend vacation counseling?
Yes.
Or like a prenup, but a pre-vay or something.
Or even if you hire a sitter, when you get to that location, maybe hire two separate sitters.
Oh.
I mean, that could be you guys are in this room, you guys are in the other room, or maybe you guys do this adventure and we do this adventure.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long should you know somebody, another family, before you even make the suggestion that vacationing together is a good idea?
You're never going to know them.
Really? Yeah.
You can know somebody for 20 years and then you spend a week with them and it's a whole new person, right? You start to see all of their little habits that you never knew.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can ever know anybody.
Right.
I mean, I've traveled with cousins, families. We grew up together and we still got in each other's nerves. So, yeah.
The disappointment that comes about on a vacation, would you attribute it to similar to like Christmas where you have expectations all year? It's going to be the best day ever. And then when it happens, there's all kinds of weird things that you can't control, right?
So that probably goes back to one of the rules we should establish. Don't have high expectations,
keep
right?
Your expectations
yeah, keep
low.
Them realistic so yeah. that you are not disappointed. And that's what my mom used to always tell me, because I would always have high expectations. She's like, you set yourself up for disappointment when you do that.
Right.
Just have that kind of if it's a spouse, have that talk with your spouse and be like, if I start to lose control, just tell me to relax. Bring me back down.
Right.
So it's all planning ahead for the different bumps that you'll run into.
Yeah.
Or let me go get a massage while you handle the kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll calm down.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
All right. So we talk about families traveling together, which is in the last few years a pretty big trend. So summer vacation is coming.
Right.
But what about just like a summer play date? Are there proper ways of arranging play dates?
A lot of times, is what I've learned as a new parent.
Yes.
Is that you have to be nice to other parents so your kids can get invited.
Oh, of course.
Things.
Oh, yeah.
So
you just found that out now?
I'm like, oh, so I have to talk to people
yes,
now.
Yes, you do.
Oh, because she has to get invited to the birthday parties,
yes.
right? So forging new relationships as an adult is a difficult thing. So just try to find the people that you have at least one thing in common with, right? And you have to, again, establish rules. What is the discipline going to be like if my child goes to your house? Those
uh-huh.
different types of things. So you're not getting frustrated if a parent says something to your child that you don't normally say. Who is going to be there with the child? Having those established. Or maybe it could do, if you want to do a double date where you're having the parents actually getting to know each other versus just dropping off at the house, you guys can have a little wine, have a little cheese plate, you know, have something set up to where people aren't just showing up and you're like, oh, so what do you want to do,
mm-hmm.
right? So having things planned out, even activities for the kids, I would have board games set up for probably every 20 minutes the kids are transitioning to something. I have a four-year-old, so you know their attention spans.
Yeah, sure. Non-existent.
There isn't one. Yeah, I'm like, what am I saying? So,
put a little wine and cheese will fix that.
You know, no. Don't get me in trouble. Please do not call the authorities on me.
But that's true. They will play something and then go, okay, what's next? Before they even finish the game.
Yeah. And when they're going to another person's house, they have high expectations, right?
Yeah.
So the kids are like, okay, we're about to go over John's house. I can't wait. And then they're like, oh, we're just going to watch TV. No, you should have activities set up. And even close out as they start to wind down a little, maybe close out with a good movie.
Right.
And then they have something to close out while you guys are winding down. And then you can say, and make sure you're letting them know, we're going to leave in 30 minutes. We're going to leave in 20 minutes. I have to constantly coach my daughter because she's surprised sometimes.
Yeah.
And I establish you're not spending the night. You know, I tell her all these different rules before we get there.
But let's say the other parent hears you constantly saying, you got 25 minutes, you got 20 minutes, you got 15. Do they take that personally, saying, oh, there's a shot clock? What
right.
happened?
You're ready to go? No, you set the date. So I would say, you know, a good play date would be from 1 to 3 on Saturday.
Yeah.
So you know that there's a duration.
There's a cutoff.
Kids don't understand that. But with the adult, I would say, you know, we're going to have a play date from this time to this time.
Yeah.
I always make sure I have something, or I say I have something planned afterwards.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dietary restrictions is kind of a problem. One of my kids had a friend over for a play date, and he told me he was a vegetarian. So I went and got veggie burgers.
Right.
And I called the kid's dad and said, is this cool? And he's like, well, we don't usually use that brand because they're cruel. There's some reason that they weren't into
you're
picky.
It. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, well, I wasn't planning on going back to this. He's like, no, that's okay. And then I'm thinking, why did you tell me that?
He probably was just a passive thought that he said. But yeah, that's a good one. Dietary restrictions. Like my daughter, she's not allergic to peanut butter, but she hates peanut butter.
Oh.
And that's a common food for kids that age, right?
Yeah.
So just letting them know, don't give them a very distinct list. Just give her the very general things.
My kids only eat lobster, right. So have lobster ready, please.
Can you please have the water boiling so when we get there? But
I should use that with my friends.
Yeah.
I only eat lobster.
That's all I eat. I'm a lobsterarian.
I like melted butter.
Wait, what are you?
Lobsterarian.
I like it.
Yeah. Do you have to make, like, when I was a kid, play dates didn't exist. You
right,
just showed up somewhere and you played with a kid,
you
and then when
outside.
You were done, you went home.
Yeah.
But not at 4, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
did
remember
step
ever hearing play date until I was an adult.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
So is that still allowable? Can your kid just show up at another kid's house, or is that illegal now?
I don't think that's the etiquette that goes on now. I think the times have changed. Kids don't go outside. I remember going outside at probably 9 in the morning and not coming home till 5. We went down to the creek. We did all this exploring. And our parents were like, all right, you're fine. You know, those are, that's
and we
not,
couldn't call and check in because there was no cell phone.
We did. We came home probably to use the bathroom, get a drink of water.
Maybe
and then we
have
were right
lunch.
Back outside. Yeah.
Right.
So, no, I think times have changed, and there's a lot more helicopter parents as well.
Yeah.
To where they don't give their kids that freedom, and then they're stuck when they're
so
older.
So a time and place must be established in writing. It has to be initialed by all parties.
I'll bring my lawyer as well, just in case.
You know, Mr. Cohen, he'll be initialing this for you. Yes.
There has to be an age, though, and I don't know if it's first grade or second grade, where, you know, a kid can just go, I'm going to stop by Billy's house and ring the doorbell and see if he can play.
Yeah. Well, we're in an urban setting, so I think it's different, like in an apartment building. That's a much safer place. You can be like, I'm going to go to the third floor. Okay, now then parents are like, text me when you get there. Tell me when you're all these different things. They still don't have that freedom because they're still connected.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's etiquette expert Akilah Easter. She's here. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and one of our favorite guests, Akilah Easter, is here. She's a lifestyle expert and etiquette coach. You can find her at her website. What is it?
Akilah CT. It's my middle name. AKILAHSITI.com.
All right. Something, Bill, that we should pay attention to, because we are going to talk about, with the weather heating up, there is proper office attire.
Oh.
And I think we may be guilty of some things.
Uh-oh. No. It depends on what industry you work in, right? So
Wendy and I are in meatpacking. So are we dressed appropriately or not?
So you guys should not be wearing the spaghetti straps, which I'm about
Bill.
To talk about.
Too late.
So you should take that off.
You should have called
nice
me.
Camisole.
Right. Thank you.
Exactly. But Wendy, that is true. Like, a lot of women believe that a camisole is fine for the office, and those spaghetti straps are going to be, they're not appropriate if you're in that corporate setting.
Put a jacket over it or something.
Oftentimes we're in air conditioned, so you already have a sweater that's stuck in your office because you know how cold it's going to be. But just because it seems, because the hours may get relaxed in the summertime, a lot of people tend to get more relaxed with their attire.
Uh-huh.
You need to make sure you know the dress code. You're not going to show up in shorts if you know that this is a corporate setting. You're not going to maybe make sure your undergarments are not showing. Not maybe. Make sure your undergarments aren't showing. You may.
Bill, your thong is showing. You have a whale tail.
See, I didn't know if I could say it. So when you
my underoos. Can you guys see my underoos?
It's weird you have
Speaking
Wonder Woman thongs.
Why is that weird? I love Wonder Woman. It's not weird.
Like, what are you talking about?
Come on.
I have something that I bet I'm super guilty of.
What?
Are flip-flops acceptable at work?
No. And
Wendy,
those people who flip-flop down the hallway, and I can hear you coming.
I know. Yeah. That's why they're called flip-flops.
Right. Wendy has high heel flip-flops. Is
no,
that
those
weird?
Are different.
They
those
make.
Right?
You
are
say
different?
It as a joke.
Do they make those?
Like a
they
really
do.
Big wedge, yeah.
Wow. Look, I was like, what are you talking about, Bill?
Wow,
can I, wear those
I didn't
too?
Know that.
You want to probably just consider, that's all the way down to the toes, the footwear as well.
Yeah.
Be aware. In a corporate setting, you're probably not going to wear a lot of open-toed shoes, those different types of things. So you want to make sure you do a double check before you walk into the office, especially if you're trying to establish a relationship where you're looking for a promotion. Although we hate it, people do judge us on our outer appearances. That's what social media is about. That's why we post all these pictures.
Yeah.
And in a corporate setting, a lot of the higher-ups are looking at who can represent the company well.
Yeah.
Don't you feel guilty when we come to work every day when the whole sales staff and all the upper echelons are in suits and look
nope.
at us?
I don't. I should.
You really don't, because I kind of do.
No,
you shouldn't feel guilty. It depends on what industry you're
I guess,
in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I could see how women could dress, as you said, in a more flimsy manner, but how would a guy be dressing in a more flimsy manner?
Tank tops.
Yeah.
And men, it's kind of hard for men to try to figure out if they're wearing a dress shirt with an undershirt under it, like if it's a see-through dress shirt, and like a white one or a pink one, those different types of things, because you get lighter in the summertime.
Yeah.
You have to wear an undershirt?
If you're just, your nipples are showing through, yeah, you probably should put an undershirt. You want to do, guys need to do a check in the mirror before they walk out as well.
Nipple check. Yeah. Nipple check. Ooh.
I'm about to coin that term.
That's a hockey penalty.
Right. And you don't want to unbutton. I see guys get a little bit more relaxed with unbuttoning their tops. You don't want to go all the way down. We're not looking for gigolos at the office. Is that an appropriate word?
Yeah, well, this is not Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, I have never seen a guy with showing, it down.
Yeah, two buttons would be the max, and I would just say the top button for a more relaxed appearance.
Oh, all right.
And guys, can like we mentioned before, with shorts, you're probably not going to wear shorts in a corporate setting.
Bill,
but again,
what are you wearing today?
Just shorts, no shirt.
No service.
Right. And a sombrero. Is that weird? Is
and
that weird?
His Wonder Woman.
Is it okay for somebody in the office to mention to somebody else? Like, whose job is it to say, hey, what you're wearing, kind of inappropriate for the office. Whose job is that? The boss only or somebody else?
Yeah, this tends to escalate. And HR would have to come in and do a memo. Most HR should do a memo when summertime begins and be like, look, we know it's warmer outside. Right. But then just remind people of what the handbook says or what's your responsible for as an employee.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Something that's very important to talk about because summer vacation is upon us and social media. You see a lot of people posting their vacation photos. Oh, here's our family here.
Yeah.
I've fallen victim to it. I do it.
You have
but
to
we
wait.
Shouldn't do it.
Wait till you get back because then everybody knows you're out of the country.
And your
they
house
know
is
where
easier
you
to
are.
Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, but there are alarm systems, people. So, you know.
Yeah, but you won't be back to respond to that alarm, right? So if you're posting that you're 3,000 miles away, that gives, and you're letting everybody know every second, we're heading to the airport now. We're heading to this. I think it was a couple months ago where a rideshare driver, he dropped somebody off at the airport, then went back and robbed their house.
Oh,
like
wow.
Those different types of things. So you just want to be aware. With social media, everybody thinks that those are their friends following them, but a lot of us have 2,000, 3,000 people. You don't know all those people.
Right.
Yeah. You have just made me aware of something because I have a tendency to talk to anyone who will listen. Mm-hmm. So every time we're going to the airport, I will tell the driver.
Where are you going? How long
oh
have
my
you gone
God,
for?
I'm
gone
looking so
for 4 days.
Where the key is hidden. I can't believe I left the key in the rock right next to the door. That was crazy.
I'm no longer talking to them.
Yeah.
You can talk to them. Just don't tell them where you're going and how long.
Or for how long.
Right? It's obvious you're going somewhere if you're going to the airport, but
just tell them you're going to Woodfield
Mall.
They
know your address.
I'm going to the shopping mall in Rosemont.
I'll be home in 10 minutes.
Duty free, yeah.
I have suitcases because I'm buying a lot.
Right.
And then we're going to Fogo de Chão.
Adult. Nobody
puts some meat in there.
So the less you say, the better. And then on social media, like vacation pictures, you want to wait a week or 2 weeks
till
you
get you back.
A week or two.
On your flight back, even, you can probably do that, right?
Yeah.
You can say, oh, we just came back from such and such. Yeah, and let people know.
Right.
You can share the pictures, but I would just wait to let people know every single thing that I'm doing.
You can follow social media now and figure out where everyone is and when no one's home.
How do people stalk their exes now on social media? I'm not saying from experience.
That's
but I'm
for
just
another
saying.
Day.
Wow.
She is lifestyle expert and etiquette coach and stalker expert, which we will talk to at a later time. Akilah Easter, it is always a joy to have you
up
here.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Certainly very helpful to us. Again, if people want to follow you, you're on Instagram and Twitter, and it's your first name, Akilah, and your middle name?
CT. Akilah CT.
The letters CT?
No.
Oh, sorry. SITI. AKILAHSITI. Just Google me, Akilah Easter. Yep.
That's the best way to do it.
Yep.
Akilah, thanks so much.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Wonder Woman!
Quit it. All right.
Will you please stand for the Wonder Woman stand?
I'm being abused. All right. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show.